From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC News Update. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County has been preparing emergency responders for the possibility of a train derailing there with hazardous materials. Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said the county for years has been training to prepare for an accident, most recently at the beginning of this month. Metzger said in a February 27th letter to town supervisors and mayors that she plans to do, and I quote, everything possible within the purview of my office, end quote, to protect communities against catastrophes similar to the February 3rd train derailment involving hazardous materials in Ohio. Ulster County has been asking that federal authorities notify them when hazardous materials are scheduled to be transported through the county and are, and I quote, demanding regulatory action at the federal level to improve rail safety and prevent such a catastrophe from happening in the first place, end quote. A major freight train line runs along the western shore of the Hudson River throughout the Hudson Valley, sometimes carrying hazardous materials. There are 39.65 miles of CSX track in Ulster County. Metzger wrote to her local officials, and I quote, we are preparing a letter to the National Transportation Security Board, Federal Railway Administration, Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, and our congressional representatives, urging that tougher regulatory standards be put in place to prevent disasters like this from occurring in the future, end quote. Metzger said they have, and I quote, a well-established hazardous material response plan, end quote, as well as, and I quote, geographic response plans, end quote, which she described as, and I quote, map-based location-specific incident plans that provide guidance to first responders to maintain situational awareness during the initial stages of incidents involving the transportation of crude oil and other hazardous substances, end quote. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson says he's running for a third two-year term, but might not finish his term if elected, as he is considering challenging fellow Democrat Assembly member Dee Dee Barrett for her seat in the state legislature. Johnson said, and I quote, people need to feel that elections matter, and they have to feel that the person that you're putting in charge has their best needs and interest in heart, end quote. Johnson said he will continue to focus on creating needed affordable housing if he is reelected as mayor. The Working Families Party has endorsed Johnson's reelection efforts. Andy Kaiser of the Capital District chapter of the New York Working Families Party said, and I quote, Kamal has focused on creating a more equitable and affordable Hudson where all families have what they need to thrive, end quote. Read more about this story in Columbia Green Media. Melanie Lekasevic for Capital Region Independent Media interviews Dr. Dorothy Urshel, the new president and CEO of Columbia Memorial Health Hospital in Hudson. Urshel, who took over January 1st, outlines plans and goals in the interview, but does not mention restoring child birthing services there. In 2019, the hospital ended birthing services, forcing pregnant women locally to trek to Albany, Dutchess County, or Massachusetts for medical help. Urshel said, and I quote, for me, I will look to develop centers for excellence. We provide a lot of great care. My centers for excellence will revolve around breast health, women's health, and urogynecology, orthopedics, pain management, gastroenterology, and, of course, primary care, end quote. The hospital, like many others, currently faces a shortage of employees. Urshel said, and I quote, ultimately we need more professionals entering the pipeline. That means building more capacity for training programs for nurses, radiology technicians, and for skilled physicians, end quote. Read more about this story in theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.